Welcome back to Writing for Ministry. I'm Adam Navis. This week, identify and know your audience well. Today, we're going to be talking about the foundation of all writing, human communication. We're going to talk about how good writing begins with empathy for your audience and how being as specific as you can about your intended audience actually has the best chance of reaching the widest audience. Why is this important? Good writing is good communication. I have something to say, great, but if I say that thing and you never hear it, what has happened? Nothing. Or if I have something to say, but when I do say it, you hear something different, maybe because I wasn't clear or precise with the words I used, then communication has broken down. Now, there are whole disciplines of communication theory that explore this idea. But for our purposes, before we start choosing what words go where on the page, what sentences go where, we need to remember this foundational principle that good writing is about interpersonal communication. Writers need readers. Now, there are writers who will say that they never think about their readers when they write. They claim that they put their audience out of their mind. Maybe they're able to do this. I get what they're saying, because there are times when a writer needs to try to forget about their audience, forget about what the reaction to their writing might be. This is usually in a time when they need to write something that's true, but controversial. Or you might need to overthink it. If they overthink it, they'll freeze up and not get the words out. So they need to forget about their audience for a little while. And you'll know these moments. You'll feel these moments when they come. But in the method I'm laying out, it is really important to begin with a clear understanding of who you're trying to reach with your writing. The reason being is that if you're clear on your audience, a couple of things are going to automatically fall into place. For example, when I'm stuck in my writing, I like to take what I'm writing and change it into a letter. Say I'm trying to explain why I want one political candidate over another. And I'm feeling stuck because I'm writing it for this large general audience. And I know that a topic like that is going to generate strong opinions on either side. Now, I could easily feel overwhelmed. But when I think of a specific person, say, my grandmother, or my friend, or one of my coworkers, and I start to write a letter to them, things start flowing much more smoothly. It's because I suddenly have a very specific person I'm writing to. I know them very well. I know what they know or don't know. I know what they like and don't like. I know what tone to use with them. When we write letters or email to people we know and know really well, the writing just comes out of us. We sound like ourselves because we're less worried about sounding smarter than we are, and our own voice just comes through. Let's be honest. Sometimes when we're asked to write an academic paper or a sermon or even a blog post, we can sometimes feel a little disconnected from our audience. So we fill our writing with big, important-sounding words, words that don't often usually mean anything. Which is why writing a letter, even if it's just an exercise, is a really great way to hone in on exactly who we're trying to reach, to identify who is our audience. So then how do you figure out your audience? This can be answered in two ways. One way is wrong and will lead to poor writing, even if it's technically proficient writing. The second way is right and will put us on a path to writing that is transformative. First, the wrong way. The wrong way is to identify people that you think need to change. Maybe you see people who are living unhealthy lifestyles. You know that if they would improve their diet, their exercise, and get a good night's sleep, that they would live a better life. You could write a nice argument to that effect. Many people have. But now the better way. Who do you love? Who do you care about? Who do you want to see thrive and improve? Let's take that same issue. Let's say I have an uncle who's really overweight. Of course, he should change his lifestyle in all the ways that I just laid out. But when I make those points, I'm also going to remember that he just went through a divorce, or he has a sick kid, or that his whole family is overweight. Things suddenly get more complicated, but as a writer, they get more interesting as well. And we always, when we're writing, we want things to be as interesting as they can be. The first method is easy. It's easy to pick a person or a group of people that you think are wrong or misguided or evil, and then just march through all the things that you think are wrong about them. But if you approach people in order to tell them what's wrong with them, they are not going to listen to you. And remember, this is all writing is about human communication. I know I only listen to people who first know me at a very deep level and then love me, even though I'm not perfect. If you start your writing from a place of love and concern, that love and concern is going to come through in what you write. Maybe you have a heart for young people. Then write to young people. Maybe you want to be a theologian. So keep other theologians in your mind as you write. Maybe you care about what's happening to the elderly in your community, or business leaders, or teachers, or the people living in your neighborhood. But the more specific you can be, the better your writing is going to be. Now, I'm guessing there are two questions that jump to your mind right now. First, you might think, well, there is a truth in Scripture that needs to be proclaimed. The world needs to hear. After all, Isaiah 55:11 says that the word does not return void. True. But I think Scripture actually has more to say on this. I base my understanding more on 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but have not love, I am a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I also think this is deep truth behind what we read in Romans 12, where Jesus calls us to feed and care for our enemies. And in that way, we will heap burning coals on them. There's no stronger piece of writing than that writing that holds up a mirror to the reader where they can see themselves. But to write that way, you have to know really deeply and truly know and love your reader. The second question that might pop into your mind is this: but I want my writing to have the broadest possible appeal. I think that this truth that I have to proclaim needs to be heard by everyone. To which I would tell you that even though it feels counterintuitive, the general is found in the specific. General statements slide off readers like water off a duck. Try to reach everyone, and you'll reach nobody. Try to reach some, and you'll get more than you expect. Your assignment is to identify a very specific person or group that you want to reach. Maybe it's your church. Maybe it's your mother or your father. Maybe it's yourself. There's nothing wrong with using writing to try and figure out what you think about things. Though, for this assignment, try to pick someone outside yourself. Maybe it's your children, so they'll grow up and be guided by what you write. Your assignment this week, then, is to identify your audience. Find or draw a picture that represents this person or group of people. Think about what they fear, what they desire, what they want. Why are they that way? What motivates them? If you want, you can even jot down a few words around a picture. One other note. Be careful how many lines of privilege that you write across. I am a white, American, middle-class male. If I write about my own experience, fine. But if I write about, say, the experience of a woman from Vietnam, my readers are going to ask, does he really know what he's talking about? I'm going to have to prove that I really do know what I'm talking about. And not only do I know with my mind, but also love with my heart. I'm going to do this assignment throughout this course along with you so you can see what I'm talking about. So I'm passionate about writing to young people, people aged 16 to 20. So I found this picture. I've printed it off. I'm going to put it on this piece of paper here and adhere it there. And write a few words about the people, maybe young, just write young people. And it might seem a little silly at first, but stick with it because we're going to develop into this really interesting graphic that's going to tell us about our writing and about the forms that things are going to take. In our next lesson, we're going to choose what topic we're going to write about, and then look at the way to make sure we're considering the wider conversation around that topic. Let's write.